The Forest Service has twice extended the comment period on its proposed directive on groundwater resource management, and NDFB Public Policy Director Pete Hannabit is hoping people will comment on their concerns with the proposal before the October 3rd deadline.
This new proposal that they have is an adjustment to the current rules. There are obviously rules in place now. It kind of establishes new operating procedures for reviewing either new groundwater proposals or withdrawals of groundwater.
The area impacted is close to 2 million acres in North Dakota, including Cedar River grasslands in Sioux and Grant County, the Little Missouri grasslands, and the Cheyenne National grasslands in Ransom and Richland counties.
It won't just affect the lands that maybe people lease as rangelands within National Forest Service. It'll impact folks who are around the federally held lands, because their evaluation of potential impacts of groundwater withdrawals will impact those that are in the fringe area, the buffer area, too.
Hannabit says there really is no reason to change the rules that have been working just fine so far.
They will make decisions based on not necessarily sound science or cost-benefit analysis, but on potential impacts, which means it's up to the interpretation of the bureaucrat to say whether this is good, bad, or indifferent. It'll get down to basic water rights and property rights.
To learn more about how to comment on the proposal, go to ndfb.org/policy/action. For Farm Bureau, I'm Dawn Smith-Pfeiffer.